Advancing, advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show on location. We're going to be on location quite a bit here in the next week and a half at the Boys State High School basketball tournament with the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, where we'll have live basketball coverage on Power 99 FM later today with Axtell, Ravenna, and Litchfield. Right now, it is Elmwood Murdoch and Archbishop Bergen playing here in the C2 opening round game. This is a matchup of defending state champions because Fremont Bergen was in D1 last year with Wes Eichmeyer. Elmwood Murdoch the winner last year in Class C2. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Who's back?
Well, good to be back, Doug. Obviously a fun time of the year. And watching these two coaches kind of have their suit off, kind of having their dress off, if you will. Terry Warner, I think, coming out on top. We're a little bit sharper, got the mousse going in the hair, looking good today.
We have got, of course, this is an emotional time of the year for you, too.
Well, it's just kind of fun to follow these kids and see if one of them can put together a little bit of a scoring run here. And it doesn't look like there's anybody that really has the capabilities by looking at averages. A pretty balanced group. But I'll tell you, that first game today, we got a chance to see Freeman for the first time that year. That's an awfully talented basketball team. Now, you know, maybe they weren't going against the best competition in Hardington CC, a team that was 13-9 entering the contest, but there's a balanced team. And then you throw in 6'8", 6'9", a Slake kid. They could be very, very dangerous. And I think if Paul Baronic was in the house earlier, he certainly got the Blue Jays' attention, I'm sure.
Well, of course, if you're coming down to the state tournament and you're not here yet, you'll want to turn to program page number 4. And of course, look under most points scored in a state tournament, Class C2. 94, Tony Davis, Bertrand, 1992.
You know, Doug,
en route to a state championship,
en route to
man.
A state championship, and that's really what it, you know, that was really the fun part of it. And, you know, I always like to look up the national records and see where, you know, people fit in. But something that you look up every year when you come down here. Every year I come down here, I'm just amazed. 2,748 points. Bill Holiday, our friend right there in Central Nebraska, from Wilsonville, Nebraska. That's without the three-point line at that time. 2,748 points, a record that was established in 1960, and still nobody has come really relatively close to this day.
Yeah, hard to come close to that, and probably never will for a long, long time. Well, let's tell you what's happened so far here today at the state tournament with four venues in the 9 o'clock games. In Class A, Lincoln Southwest rallied for a 60-49 win over Bellevue West, so I pick West to go to the finals, and I'm already wrong. In Class B, Scotts Bluff holding off Omaha Scutt, 51-47. Here in C2, Freeman was only up 2 at the half, but exploded in the second half for a 71-47 win over Harnington Cedar Catholic. And in D2, the top seed, Sterling, takes care of wild card Falls City Sacred Heart, 50-35. Other games that are going on right now in Class A, Lincoln East is taking on Omaha Bryan at the Devaney Center. In Class B at Pershing, it's Beatrice and Waverly. Here it's Elmwood Murdoch and Archbishop Bergen at Lincoln Southeast. And going on at Lincoln Southwest, Hay Springs taking on O'Neill St. Mary's. We've got a lot of 2 o'clock games coming up in the area, and we will have them for you on our network of stations on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia will play North Bend Central. That's at Pershing. On Power 99, Axtell and Wilbur Claytonia. That's here at Lincoln Southeast. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM from Lincoln Southwest High School, Giltner will take on Bruning Davenport. And Daddy, Chris Bassett filling in the last couple of days. We didn't get your overall take maybe on this boys' state tournament.
Well, Class A, obviously, I think it's a big wild card in things. I think, you know, obviously there's still 7 teams now that can win. Bellevue West has been eliminated. I'm sure, Doug, you went on a limb and took Bellevue West just because of the fact that they've been to the final so many times. What, 3 championships in the last 10 years, I believe, 3 runner-ups in that time, 1 more third-place finish or something. something to that effect. You know, that's the one that's wide open. I think you could throw a dart. It looks to me, in Class B, Ralston's a team that stands out. They were number one all class a lot of the year. Did drop some games. I think Greg Smith's one of the best players in the state of Nebraska. I like the Rams in Class B. Class C1, and talking to some coaches last night, there's nobody going to touch Hastings St. Cecilia. I had one area coach say they are five times better than they were a year ago, if that's possible. And the people say that Pierce, you know, if they let the game, he says, get rough at all, Hastings St. Cecilia should win every game by 20 or more points. And, you know, that's just something. If they start calling fouls, it may be a different story. But if they let Hastings St. Cecilia play the style of basketball that they're accustomed to playing, Hastings St. Cecilia should win it. After what I saw this morning in Class C, too, I got to factor in that there was 13-9 Hardington. Maybe that was the thing, but boy, Freeman looked good. I think it comes down to Freeman and probably Ravenna with the way they were able to handle Axtell relatively easy. D1, I think it's Bruning, Davenport, and Arapahoe maybe getting a couple area teams kind of on the fringe of our area there in the state finals. And then D2, I think it's another one. I think I'm just going to pick Ewing because I think he's cheering for the football and the girls and boys state titles as well there. So that's kind of the way I see it. But if you had to pick one state champion that you really felt confident about after last night, I think it's Hastings St. Cecilia.
I think there's going to be a lot of people rooting against Ewing for that very factor. They have had some success, and I like Coach Appleby and all of that, but I think there's a lot of people, you know, they've had their share of celebration. It's almost let somebody else have a little fun this weekend, but we'll find out. Ewing's going to be tough to beat. They are ranked number one.
Well, they come in the sixth seed. You know, say what you want. That's what the girls were last week. Come in the sixth seed, the one seed on the Sterling Jets in 19-4. So you've got the four seed, 22-0, Hayes Springs. Maybe you question the competition they play, but Hampton's in there. Litchfield, a team you're covering tonight, is in there as well. So a lot of area teams down here, and I look forward to seeing Ravenna and Axtell both do battle this afternoon right here.
Well, coming up later on in the show today, we're going to be talking with the winningest coach in the history of Nebraska boys state basketball, Jerry Eichhoff from Hampton. They will face Ewing in the first round tonight at 8:45 here at Lincoln Southeast. We'll also talk a little baseball with the head coach at Texas Tech, Dan Spencer. We caught up with him earlier in the week, and we'll have that interview for you coming up later on in the program here. Right now, the Doug and Daddy Show at the Prosh Activity Center from State Boys Basketball, where some score updates. Here our game with a minute 21 to go in the first quarter. It's Archbishop Bergen 17 and Elmwood Murdoch 7. Omaha Bryan leading Lincoln East late in the first quarter 12-9. Also, O'Neill St. Mary's and Hay Springs were tied 11-11 at the end of one quarter of play.
Doug, a little note about the game going on in front of us with Fremont Bergen and, of course, Elmwood Murdoch. These are two teams that have played each other twice already, a 10-point victory, and then it came down to a game which Elmwood Murdoch thought they had won, was led by four, I believe, with 36 seconds left. Shot 3 of 7 down the line on free throws and lost by a point. So they are trying to avenge two losses here and find themselves down 8 points right now with a minute left in the first quarter.
Well, also a variety of other things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend. We'll also be talking about getting signed up for our NCAA tournament pool, which is coming up next week. Of course, the selection's handed out Sunday, and the Doug and Daddy winner has taken home some very nice prizes over the last few years. We will be setting it up the same way on our website. But remember, to win, you have to be a super fan. ESPN, superstation.com. It only takes a minute and a half to get signed up to be a super fan. It's basically so if you win, we can get the prizes to you. It's very, very simple.
Well, get your Social Security number, use it for our purposes, steal some identity. No, we don't do that. It's not that intrusive. It's real simple to do. Then, of course, you go to the Big Boy website that we're doing.
There'll be a link there that takes you to the Big Boy website. So that's coming up. You can get signed up for that anytime so that when the brackets come out, you can get right after it. We've got some great prizes that we're going to be giving away, so be listening for more details on that. Also, next week, we mentioned we're going to be on the road a lot. St. Patrick's Day is Tuesday. The NCAA tournament next Thursday and Friday. Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, we've got a special two-hour show. We'll be back at Cunningham's, and that's all going on coming up on Tuesday from 11 to 1. We invite you to join us at Cunningham's, downtown Kearney.
Doug. That's just kind of one of those interesting plays in basketball. Tried to inbound it under the basket. The defensive player basically grabbed the ball and threw it back to the kid standing out of bounds, catching the ball. Like, oops, I didn't realize, didn't want to catch that. It had to get out of the way and didn't get out of the way.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and we need to get into the patheticism that is the Nebraska men's basketball team. You know, quick comment before we go into break here, Tony. As soon as I start believing, and as soon as people start believing, they do what they always do and play one of their worst games of the year yesterday.
You know what? When you score 4 points in the first 9.5 minutes, I believe, to start the second half, it's just, it makes you wonder. It just makes you, well, physically ill, for one. You know, the launching threes, they had wide open looks all day and couldn't get the ball to go in. Baylor played mostly man-to-man the game at Waco. They mixed it up, play a zone, in which Doc Sadler thought was way easier to attack. Couldn't believe they couldn't get it done. Basically sat in that zone, and Nebraska couldn't hit a shot. 49 points, scored 18 points in the second half. That, you know, it's not going to cut it. Now you got to wonder, with that performance, are they even in the NIT?
Oh, yeah, 18-12, they're in the NIT. They went 8-8 in the Big 12 Conference. They're in the NIT. It's not even close. Went to the NITology before the tournament yesterday. They were still sitting like as a 4 seed.
Okay.
So, there's no doubt. Well, there's no doubt about it, and as Doc Sadler was asked about in his postgame press conference, which I'm sure made him real excited, he said, you know, if we're not in the NIT, then the conference needs to step up and do something. But if they're not in the NIT, then they just will quit having these tournaments. I think Nebraska's a team that still wants to play basketball, though. That'll be different than maybe some teams that don't feel they should be in the NIT and should be in the Big Dance. But with this bracketology going on now, Tony, I don't think there's as much nervousness. You know, they always have cameras in 12 or 15 schools on Sunday when they're making the announcements. I think people know. I think there's only going to be about 4 schools max that are going to be real worried on Sunday.
Well, that's the way it looks. How many teams out of Big 12 are you giving, Doug, right now?
Well, they got 6 in right now, but Texas A&M got beat last night. Nice job, A&M.
Kansas State, so with 6, Kansas State is obviously one of the 6 in.
Oh, yeah. Not oh, yeah. I think Kansas State was the number 7. I don't think so, because Oklahoma State, I believe, was in.
Oklahoma.
We'll check on that. We'll check on that here real quick and give you the updated numbers after last night's activity.
From Frank Martin, I just got to, you know, you got a player like Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley make a lot of coaches out there look awfully smart. But really, to do what Frank Martin did this year, I believe Kansas State was the 4 overall seed in the Big 12 going in. The 4 seed. I don't think anybody saw that coming, and I think that's Frank Martin, probably one of those coaches that's going to be on the short list in a lot of people's mind to get out of Manhattan and go bigger and better places as far as college basketball goes.
Well, here is what Joe Lenardi has on this morning's bracketology. Missouri, a number 4 seed, drawing somebody like a North Dakota State. We continue to pan down here. Oklahoma, a number 2 seed right now, playing somebody like a Cornell. Oklahoma State, an 8 seed, drawing. He has them playing Wisconsin. Elsewhere out of the Big 12, you have Kansas, a number 2 seed, and Texas, a number 7 seed. So
you don't have the Kansas State in there.
Kansas State is not in there, no. Yeah. The last 4 in, New Mexico, South Carolina, Penn State, Arizona. Arizona has a big game today. They need to win in the Pac-10 tournament. First 4 out, San Diego State, Creighton, St. Mary's, and Florida.
I still got to think Creighton, with the winning streak they put together, how they can be on the outside, you know, looking in, that still makes me shake my head.
Well, you look
26
at those
6 wins.
You look at the last 3 in, South Carolina, Penn State, Arizona, BCS conferences. You look at the first 3 out, San Diego State, Creighton, St. Mary's, mid-majors.
Yeah, that's what it comes to. They're starting to, you're starting to see that power conference flavor getting added and some of that mid-majors kind of going away. I think that's the way they're trying to, well, they're starting to go, because I think they have a realistic shot of teams advancing further. They find that they're out of those major conferences.
Phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. The email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox, of course, is the place to go with Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper on the brick for the downtown Kearney Center. Check it out for free estimates. They'll take care of you if you've got a little ding from the slick roads that we've had here lately. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Derek says we've got a fan or someone wanting to chime in on Nebraska basketball.
Yeah, we do. Jim from Grand Island yesterday, he says, please don't ever let the radio pull your show off the air again to subject listeners to Husker basketball. I know I'll never see all the wasted hours I've spent listening to the Doug and Daddy show, but I'm willing to sacrifice those just to hear Doug go off on a rant about something Daddy said, or Daddy go off on, well, whatever it is he feels moved by that day. It's going to have to take a really, really good men's basketball team to support pulling Doug and Daddy off the air ever again. Thanks, Jim from Grand Island.
Well, Jim, that was nice. The game did air on ESPN 1550. Of course, we simulcast most of the time on 1460 and 1550. Simulcast meaning the same stuff on both stations. But yesterday, the game was on our Hastings 1550 signal while we did the show on 1460 AM. Jim, thanks so much for the email. Fire them off to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to take a break. We're live at the Boise State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Hampton Hawks, the winningest coach in Nebraska boys basketball history with well over 650 wins in his career. Jerry Eichhoff will join us right after this.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Get a big deal at the Get Out and Ride event going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Hundreds of parts, accessories, and apparel marked down like never before. And if the deals weren't hot enough already, the guys at Kearney Yamaha are donating a portion of the great deals you'll get on apparel and accessories purchases this week to the Kearney Area Children's Museum Annual Fun Drive. Buy leather jackets, chaps, and vests for a low $25. Already have your riding apparel? Then check out the huge selection of bags and luggage priced at 70% off. 40% has been knocked off select bolt-on accessories, and they've got motocross gear priced way below list price. They've even got t-shirts for just a buck. Cash in on the incredible savings this week on accessories and apparel and help out the Kearney Area Children's Museum Annual Fun Drive. That's right, a portion of every purchase from the sale will be donated to the Kids Zone Kearney Area Children's Museum. It's the Get Out and Ride event this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Open weekdays 9 to 6, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. Sale ends Saturday only at Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Another Super 6, the state championship ball games from every class this Saturday on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Plus, get updated scores and brackets by clicking on ESPNSuperstation.com anytime during the tournament.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-30s with southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies turn partly to mostly cloudy tonight as we'll dip back to about 19 to 4 low and on the way to 44 with more sunshine developing Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Doug and Daddy Show is our continuing coverage of the Boys State High School basketball tournament, previewing all the great games and matchups that are going to be going on. And as we discussed earlier in the week with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World-Herald, maybe one of the best first-round games will be down in D2, where Ewing is trying to do a lot of great things. And the first thing they're going to have to do to march it on the run to another final is get by Hampton. And Jerry Eichhoff, their coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taking the Hawks to, for him, his final state tournament, stepping down at the end of the season. And, Jerry, I guess you probably just don't have a lot of time to think about that. You're more worried about getting the kids ready.
Yeah, I try to not have the attention drawn to me. I'd rather have it on the boys. And we're working hard preparing for Ewing, and we know it's going to be a challenge for us. But as we talked before, that's the reason they play the game, so we'll go down and see what happens.
Coach, you're going in on a wild card, and a lot of great teams do that, but that means you've had almost two full weeks between games. What have you been doing in that time to try and keep the kids fresh and yet get ready for your first-round opponent?
Yeah, that's always tough when you take, I think it's actually been about 9 days off between games at this time of year. You know, the kids are kind of tired of practice anyway. They want to play the games because we've been practicing all year. But we've just been concentrating on the team we got to play and the things that they do and the things that we need to do to beat them and try to keep them in good shape. And I think they're ready to go. They're, like I said, tired of practice, and they want to get into the tournament and see what happens.
We're talking with Hampton head boys basketball coach Jerry Eichhoff as they get ready for the state tournament. Tell us a little bit about Ewing. A lot of people know something about them. What impresses you about them?
Well, they have two boys that are just outstanding basketball players and athletes, the Kazor boys. They're cousins, I believe. One of them's a point guard, and the other one's a 6'4". He can play any position, actually. And I think Austin is his first name, is averaging like 28 points a game and double rebounds a game, and so he's going to be a handful for us. And Brett, the point guard, is an excellent ball handler, excellent shooter, and so those two guys are kind of the heart and soul of their team. But their other players are all experienced guys and with good athletic ability, and you know, most of them played, I'm sure all of them played on their state championship football team this year. So I'm sure they're hungry to do it in basketball, too.
Well, if they didn't know some of your kids from basketball, they know the Dosey kid and the Wall kid from football. And there is no maybe standout for your team. You look at the average on rebounds. You look at the average on points. You're a very, very balanced basketball team. And I'm sure that's probably by design, isn't it?
Yes, we work very hard at that. I've always said that you're only as good as your worst player, so we try to make everybody part of the system and try not to focus just on one or two boys. And you're right, the Wall boy and the Dozy boy both are good athletes, and they're kind of, you know, make us go too. So, but everybody else is stepping up and doing their share, and we have pretty good depth on the bench, so it's definitely a team concept here.
Jerry Eichhoff from the Hampton Hawks joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for their first-round state tournament game against Ewing. And, Coach, how much has it helped that your team was down there and played three games, albeit the consolation game last year? How much does that help as you get ready for this year?
Well, I hope a lot. I hope that experience, state tournament experience, and the atmosphere down there won't be a factor for them this year. But I don't know, in the district finals, we played that at Creed against Sterling, and I had a packed house, and it was very noisy, and I thought we kind of lost our composure a little bit in that game. Hopefully we learn from that and don't let the same thing happen down in Lincoln. So I'm sure we'll be focused and ready to go.
I know it's always one game at a time, but the big picture here is, I guess if you can get past the first one, maybe that'll be the toughest hurdle of the whole weekend.
Well, the top eight teams in D2 made it to the state tournament, so there's not going to be any easy games all the way through. And you just never know until you match up with somebody how athletic they are and how you're going to match up with them. So it is game by game, and you can't bypass anybody in the process.
We're speaking for just another minute here with the head coach of the Hampton Hawks, Jerry Eichhoff, the winningest coach in Nebraska basketball history, which happened last year down at the state tournament.
Coach, now that that is on your resume, how does that make you feel when you're going to be stepping down, but yet you've been around to see so many changes and pick up so many wins? It's quite an honor, not only for the kids that played for you, but for the work that you and your coaches did.
Well, thank you. It has been a good career here at Hampton, and we've had excellent support from the community and the school system and parents, and everything works into winning that many games over that number of years. And it's like I've talked before, it's just the process. And the important thing is the process itself, teaching along the way and teaching what's right and wrong. And if you can win a few games while you're doing that, why, that's all the better. But it's been an enjoyable career, and I hope we can extend it for three more games. But what happens, happens, and we'll move on.
I did want to ask you just one more question, though, because I think it's pertinent. You got a lot of young coaches that obviously have to take over for guys that step aside. You've been in the profession for so long and had so much success. It had to be exciting, A, to get back to the state tournament after a long layoff last year. But as you got some new guys and the new coaches coming in, and I know you go to a lot of clinics, what's some of the advice you give to maybe kids or coaches that are going to be coaching their first state tournament or maybe their first or second year with a new program?
Well, just come in and be very organized and do your thing. Don't try to imitate anybody else. And teach the things that are actually important. And it all starts with basketball fundamentals, and defense is our philosophy. So if we can get those two things put into your program right away, it makes everything else a lot easier. And you know, it's a rewarding profession. Hopefully that people don't get burned out in it, and they don't worry so much about the wins and the losses, but actually the process of getting there. So I just wish everybody the best of luck as far as coming into the coaching profession. And if you put in the work, it will treat you well, too.
Well, Jerry, thanks for all the time and all the great things you've done for the sport of basketball and everything that you've done at Hampton. Enjoy, I guess, the time off, but let's not enjoy it till at least Sunday. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, that's Jerry Eichhoff, the head coach of the Hampton Hawks, the winningest coach in Nebraska boys basketball history. You can be around a long time, but you still got to win a lot of games. And, Tony, it's nice to see that Hampton has made it back to state here the last couple of years after, I believe, a 14-year hiatus. When you coach 40 years, that's a long time to be off from state. They were very good there in the early 90s.
Well, they were good there, and They were good, and you missed some opportunities, maybe get some other opportunities you didn't realize were coming. But congratulations to Coach Eichhoff. That is an amazing amount of wins, and obviously a fabulous, fabulous career, and influenced a lot of kids along the way.
Hampton was knocked off in the district final, so they'll play Ewing tonight at 8:45 at Lincoln Southeast. Coming up, we'll talk to Texas Tech baseball coach Dan Spencer. So stay with us for that. They will host Nebraska to open the Big 12 Conference baseball season. And right now, as we go to break, this would be a good time to give away some tickets to the Central Nebraska largest bike show and swap meet coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to caller number 5, 1-888-455-ESPN. Caller 5, 1-888-455-ESPN. You'll get a pair of tickets to this weekend's bike show and swap meet at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Back with more from the state basketball tournament, the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're starting a business, like I recently did, you need to know legal stuff. I'm not an attorney, but I'm going to incorporate or form an LLC for legal protection, tax advantages. I could either take the afternoon off, drive to an attorney, or go to LegalZoom.com, answer a few easy questions, incorporate, and save 85%. It was started by attorneys who worked at the top corporate law firms in America. LegalZoom saves you thousands. Over a million satisfied customers have used LegalZoom, the leader for affordable, high-quality legal documents. Whether you're starting an S corporation, an LLC, or a sole proprietorship, LegalZoom can help. Just a few easy online questions. LegalZoom can file your documents with the state, give you a federal tax ID number. It's not a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, and you can save more. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. I use it, LegalZoom.com.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yee-haw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-30s with southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies turn partly to mostly cloudy tonight as we'll dip back to about 19 to 4 a low and on the way to 44 with more sunshine developing Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
And the Doug and Danny Show continues live from the Frosch Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. It's the opening day of the 2009 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. And if you missed some of the action from earlier, in Class A, Lincoln Southwest defeated Bellevue West by a score of 60-49. In B, Scotts Bluff beat Omaha Scott 51-47. In C2, Freeman defeated Hardington Cedar Catholic 71-47. And in D2, Sterling defeated Falls City Sacred Heart 50-35. In games that are currently going on right now, in Class B, Beatrice leads Waverly at the half 25-20. Here in C2, well, let's go to A, Omaha Bryan 21, Lincoln East 15, about a minute and a half to go in the first half there. In Class C2 at the half, it's Fremont Bergen 25 and Elmwood Murdoch 23. Murdoch was down by 10 and came back to tie the ball game. And finally in D2 at halftime, great game, Hay Springs 34, O'Neill St. Mary's 32. That would be a surprise to a lot of people, Tony, especially I guess not that it's a fair assessment, but the Hay Springs girls came out and kind of laid an egg last week with only 11 points in the first half against a Paxton team that finished fourth at the tournament. So they played a lot better in the second half. But a lot of people were expecting an O'Neill St. Mary's and Ewing rematch in the finals, but we didn't see a lot of upsets in the girls last week. Maybe we'll see a few more in the boys this week.
Well, you look at Hay Springs where they're located. They're, if you do not know, they're out kind of, if you build a triangle, Shattern, Alliance, Hay Springs. That would be one way to do it. They're in the far, far northwest corner of the state. And I guess if you run down who Hay Springs played, Cody Kilgore, they play South Dakota, Banner County, Hyannis, of course, Cody Kilgore.
Well, look at how many of the teams they played 3-4 times.
Right.
It's just like the girls. I think last week the girls played 22 games, and 14 of them were against four schools.
Yeah. See, so you wonder when they rack up these wins against them, but you come down to O'Neill St. Mary's. Obviously, a lot of people are 22-1 entering. I guess their lone loss to Ewing, which many people expect to win, only a 9-point loss there. So, yeah, I think O'Neill St. Mary's would have, if you'd thrown out a bracket, would have been penciled in the winner. But great game going on right now in D2.
Well, let's tell you that Dan Spencer, the head baseball coach, we caught up with him earlier in the week. He's going to join us from Texas Tech in just a moment. But first, Derek, we had a winner there for our bike show and swap meet tickets. Who's going?
We did. Rob was caller number 5. Rob's from Axtell. We've got 2 tickets to the Kearney Bike and Show and Swap Meet. Complimentary tickets there headed to Rob in Axtell.
Well, the Big 12 baseball season opens up this weekend. It doesn't feel like it today in Nebraska, but that's why Nebraska's getting on the road and going to Texas where things are a lot nicer. And they'll open up the season with Texas Tech this weekend, and we're pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach, Dan Spencer, in his first year. And, Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. I assume you're pretty geared up to get this Big 12 season underway.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we play tomorrow, too, so, I mean, but we're definitely getting ready for Nebraska. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and Dallas Baptist, that's one of those teams you can't overlook. They're a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, no, they're very good. You know, we're going to have our work cut out for us all week long.
Well, Coach, obviously, anytime you come into your first year, there's a lot of questions. People are pretty curious. How do you think things are going so far through your first 14, 15 games?
Well, you know what? We don't have as many wins as we'd like, but the way we've played and the way we've competed and those things have been fine. We've had some, you know, one-run leads in the seventh inning and actually a 5-run lead against New Mexico in the seventh that we haven't been able to close it out. But that's just, you know, they're just growing pains, I think. And we're giving ourselves a chance to win. We get pretty good starting pitching most of the time. We've got some older guys in the lineup that are doing a good job, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, the issues are we play 4 or 5 freshmen pretty regular.
Dan Spencer, the head baseball coach from Texas Tech, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's actually traveling, coming back and going to get some recruiting done. So that's why you hear him traveling around at this time. And, Coach, I guess that never ends either, the recruiting aspect of trying to bring in some new kids.
Well, that never ends, and especially with the, you know, the compacted schedule where we play almost every Tuesday and Wednesday. This week we had a little oddity because we played 4 last weekend. We only played 1 this week. We played tomorrow. So we're trying to use it as obviously a practice day and a recruiting day. So trying to knock out a few birds.
Well, Coach, you had a lot of things that went on this past weekend, but for folks that don't know, you'd been at Texas Tech, played at Texas Tech, and then, of course, your coaching here before you came over, you were with Oregon State, part of those back-to-back national championship teams.
Yeah, no, very exciting times in Corvallis then, and, you know, I have nothing but fond memories for the kids that I coach and the kids that we recruited and the relationships with the other coaches and the, you know, the people of the community. I mean, they really embraced it. You know, there comes a time when everybody needs to move on down the road, and my time was last year to come here, and it was an honor to get to work with Coach Hayes for a year, and it's an honor to be the head coach following him, even though they're big shoes.
Dan, is there some things that you bring from Oregon State to Texas, or were there some things that you took to Oregon State? How did that kind of work for you in your coaching?
Well, I would have liked to bring about 6 arms with me from Corvallis, but that didn't work. They don't let you do that. But I think just the style of play, I fully understand, as do most people, that the game is won on the mound, and you're going to be as good as your starting pitching, but as far as being in games, but you're going to win games at the end of the game. You're going to win games between the seventh and the ninth inning. And, you know, that's what we were able to do at Oregon State during those years. We were able to keep the score down, and it didn't matter where we played or who we played or, you know, if you had a big day against us offensively, you're going to get 4 or 5. And so we still could manage the score a little bit now, and that's what we're trying to do here at Texas Tech. And obviously the Big 12 is a different league as far as the ballparks. And the wind, you know, in the West Coast, you play in the Pac-10, you're playing at sea level. And the ballparks aren't all, you know, hitter yards. There's some balance. And in our league, they tend to be hitter's yards. And, you know, so that skews things a little bit as far as the, you know, your ERA or your total deal. But you, still, the teams that win in the Big 12 at the end of the year are going to be the clubs that pitch the best.
Dan Spencer, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They'll host Nebraska to open up Big 12 play this weekend. You've been talking about your pitching. Who are we going to see this weekend, and who's been most pleasing to you through the first three or four starts they've had?
Well, we've got good starts from Chad Bettis. We've got good starts from Miles Morgan. We've got good starts from A.J. Ramos. And we've got good starts from Robbie Kilcrease. So those are the four guys that we've kind of used at the front. We've actually used five, just because of the nature of the schedule. We've kind of been on a five-man rotation. But you know, you're going to see Miles, and you're going to see Morgan, and you're going to see Ramos, and you're going to see Bettis. There's no doubt about that. And whoever else you see, you know, kind of remains to be determined how we pitch out of the bullpen. I know you'll see Brian Cloud, but we're still in the midst of trying to solidify some roles in our bullpen.
Offensively, who are some of the fans up here in Nebraska going to hear about this weekend? I see Joey Kenworthy obviously is off to a hot start for you.
Joey Kenworthy's been a great player for us, and you can't say enough about what he's done, and he needs to keep doing it. I mean, for us to have an opportunity to be successful offensively, he's been a great player. And Chris Richburg has supplied some power for us. Taylor Ashby's having a solid year, no doubt about it. You know, we're hoping to get Willie Rueda back, who pulled a hamstring on the second day of the spring. Our second baseman, who's a, you know, preseason all Big 12 guy and being mentioned in some All-American stuff. And, you know, not having him, we've been without him since game three. And that's hurt us because it's just one more young guy in the lineup and missing a guy that hit 360 last year and stole 27 bags. So, you know, those are our catalysts on offense. We, you know, the young guys will shuffle in and out. I'm hoping you'll know a couple of their names by the end of the weekend, but we'll see who shows up.
Well, Coach, obviously Nebraska and Texas Tech were not selected by the coaches in the upper half of the division. Talk about the beast to get off to a good start here, the difference between conference play, non-conference play, and wanting to get off to a good start at home.
Well, sure. I think there's a huge difference. I think just in the quality of play, I mean, we've been fortunate, and I know Nebraska's played good people in the preseason too. I mean, we've played good people, so we feel like we're ready for the competition, but you know, just the intensity of the Big 12 comp of those series is different, and you have to be in a few of them to understand it. And that's where it comes in for us. We need to make sure that our young guys are not, you know, overawed by the fact that you're playing now. It's a Big 12 game. And, you know, especially we're very glad to be at home. Unfortunately, you know, Coach Anderson and the boys are bringing some of that Nebraska weather with them when they come in. We're supposed to be a little cooler this weekend. But, you know, well, we're excited to be at home, and Nebraska's good. And Nebraska, they're well coached. Coach Bingham, Coach Anderson, you know, Coach Newman, those guys, they do a great job. They reload, they don't rebuild, and, you know, they got their program going in the direction they want to, and it's going to be a great series. I mean, we really need to answer the bell early and, you know, compete. And so, well, we look forward to that.
Dan, last question before we let you go. Is there anything specifically in scouting Nebraska that you're going to have to keep your eyes on?
Well, you know what? We've done some preliminary work. We just started getting our stuff. You know, the thing that jumps out at me is I know they're going to be offensive because they always are. They always score enough runs. I was hoping that their pitching would be down a little bit just because they lost all the guys to the draft and they lost some guys that were coming into the draft. But it looks like Coach Newman's picked that thing and figured that thing out again. And I know they have a real Friday night guy. And you know, I just see a very solid team. They've just preliminary. I was, you know, when you're hitting 353 or whatever they're hitting as a club and playing the people they've played, obviously they're an offensive bunch. So we're going to have to be good on the mound, and we're going to have to be opportunistic on offense, and I think it'll be a good series.
Well, Dan, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels and hopefully some more good baseball to start off the conference this weekend. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you very
Dan
much.
Dan Spencer, head baseball coach at Texas Tech, is their ball club. Of course, they played yesterday against Dallas Baptist. We had that interview with him a little earlier in the week. They opened Big 12 play against Nebraska. Nebraska was picked to finish seventh in the league, and Texas Tech was picked to finish eighth, Tony. And as we talked to the coach, this is a big, big series, a chance for somebody to get off to maybe a little bit better start than people expected.
Well, you look at Northridge being able to sweep Texas Tech and then Nebraska taking care of Northridge. certainly think the Huskers maybe have the talent edge a little bit, just judging on that. But you've got to go to Lubbock for this series, and then you follow that up with Arkansas and Dave Van Horn. So it'll be interesting to see how this team goes on the road and plays. You know what, to see if they could keep those bats going the way they've been going.
Well, let's take another break here on the Doug and Danny Show. We'll come back. We'll update some of the state basketball scores, but we want to give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to this weekend's Central Nebraska Bike Show and Swap Meet Saturday and Sunday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. It's the largest in Central Nebraska, and we're going to give you a chance right now. Let's go to caller number 4, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek will give away another pair of tickets as we go to break.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Right now, Kearney Yamaha invites you to get out. Get out and ride, that is, at the Kearney Yamaha Get Out and Ride event. That's right, you can save big money on super tough Grizzly utility ATVs. The 700cc Grizzly comes with fuel injection, water-cooled, fully automatic transmission, along with push-button four-wheel drive and power steering. Or maybe you want to go smaller with the 450 Grizzly. It has the same features and comes with high-low range and independent suspension. No matter what size of utility ATV you're looking for, the Yamaha Grizzly line of ATVs has the perfect machine for you. And right now, during the Get Out and Ride event, all ATVs are priced right to move.
This is Dusty at Kearney Yamaha, and we have every model of Yamaha Grizzly ATV in stock and priced to move. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today or check us out on the web at KearneyYamaha.com.
Don't forget, Kearney Yamaha has changed their hours for the season. Now open until 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
My brother's roommate's friend sold it to me. A used SUV. They're safe, right? Right. Till the engine locks up in rush hour traffic. Turns out, the car was in a flood, and the Nimrod just dries it out and sells it to me. Without telling me. Who does that to someone else? They could have killed me.
Never buy a used car without Carfax. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report. Or go online. Who knows what it'll save you.
This is Philly shortstop Jimmy Rollins. I'm here in the Dick's Sporting Goods. I figured out how to transmit defense over the airwaves. And my defense is contagious. Breathe it in. Let it into your bloodstream. Take that defense in. Side effects include fielding grounders and turning double plays.
Spread the D. Get the Nike Air Swingman Remix at Dick's Sporting Goods. Better athlete. Better team.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-30s with southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies turn partly to mostly cloudy tonight as we'll dip back to about 19 to 4 low and on the way to 44 with more sunshine developing Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
We'll be right back.
Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the state basketball tournament here on ESPN. Don't forget the games that we are covering will also be on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got three games coming up at 2 o'clock. St. Cecilia and North Bend on 1230 KHAS. Giltner and Bruning Davenport on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And on Power 99 FM, Axtell will be taking on Wilbur Claytonia. So all that action coming up at 2 o'clock. And then the rest of the games in our area today will be on Power 99. Ravenna, Sutherland at 3:45. Litchfield, Hayes Center at 7. Minden and Bennington coming up at 8:45. Of course, there are conference tournaments going on, and Tony Baylor, after thumping Nebraska, is out to a 24-11 lead over Kansas, 11 minutes to go, first half, so their hot shooting continues.
Well, you know, they know it's win or go home. I mean, when they lose, they're done. They've got to win to advance or give themselves an opportunity probably to even play on their way on into the NIT, because I don't think they're there right now. Only 5 conference wins heading into the tournament.
Taking a look at some other basketball in the Big East, Louisville has now taken a 34-24 lead over Providence right before the half. In the Big Ten, Minnesota leads Northwestern at the half, 31-25. Virginia Tech leads Miami of Florida, 28-24 at the half. Ball State over Central Michigan, 29-26 in the MAC in the last minute of the first half. In the Atlantic 10, Xavier 28, St. Louis 23, 3 minutes to go in the first half there.
You've been, well, it's just, I don't know, way over the top vocal, but you don't like seeing every team advance from a conference tournament standpoint. And take a look at the Big East bracket today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There was your, you know, you
9.
That that's the way it was just start.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, no, it was 8. It was 8.
But, I mean, it was 1 through 8 in the Big East tournament.
Texas Tech upset Texas A&M last night, and that's why they want to continue to do things like that. And but none of these teams ever goes through and wins the tournament. I don't know. I guess it gives everybody a chance to make a run and maybe play themselves in or play themselves out of the NCAA tournament.
Gerald, I think a lot of people thought he was one of the best players in the Big 12. And just the whole team, I don't know, you know, didn't mesh or what, you know. Baylor picked, I think, 4th overall going into the season in the Big 12. You know, here's a team that, I guess, if you upset Kansas,
well,
who's saying that you don't get on a run? But you've got to think Kansas is going to answer back and knock this team out.
Well, we got another winner of our Central Nebraska Bike Show and Swap Meet tickets. Derek?
Looks like we got, hold on a second, I forgot his name already. Ah, Tom from Grand Island. There we go. Tom from Grand Island was caller number 5 last time, and we gave him 2 tickets.
All right, well, we'll give tickets away to the bike show. We'll also be giving away Tri-City Storm hockey tickets on the program tomorrow. Derek, anything else we need to let the folks know about?
No, I think we're pretty clean, guys.
Well, let's get on out of here. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be back in Lincoln. We'll look back at day one of the state basketball tournament. We'll continue to preview what's coming up with the bubble watch, where Creighton's going to be setting right now. A lot of people think they're one of the teams on the outside looking in despite their record, and we'll have some special guests tomorrow as well. We want to thank Jerry Eichhoff, the head coach of the Hampton Hawks, retiring after the state tournament, the winningest coach in Nebraska boys basketball history, for joining us today. Dan Spencer, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, for joining us on the program as well. Quick rundown of where we are at in the boys state basketball tournament as we get you out of here today. It is Omaha Bryan leading Lincoln East in Class A, 27-25 after 3 quarters. That's great Class A basketball. I'd sure want to watch that. Also, here in C2, with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter, it's Fremont Bergen 35 and Elwood Murdoch 29. They've hit back-to-back 3-pointers. Also, Hay Springs leading O'Neill St. Mary's 49-47 as they wrap up the third quarter of play. And in Class B, they're midway through the third quarter, and it is Beatrice 27 and Waverly 25. Daddy, looks like your record will be safe for another year, hopefully.
Well, we'll see how the rest of the day plays out. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll be live from the Pershing Center. Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1450 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.